Let's pick one other name. Aaron Copland, Itzhak Perlman, Leontine Price, Doc Severinsen, Peter Nero, any of those that have a story?
I could give you a story on all of them. But let's start with Aaron Copland. TU did something that they had never done before in the music department. They were going to have a seminar, I guess you would call it, in electronic music. Bill McKee was in charge of this. Bill died recently. He was the head of the music school at that time. This was when Copland was about 80 years old. And we were surprised that Aaron Copland registered to come to that because he had never been known for writing electronic music. But it turns out that he wanted to come to hear what it's all about. We had composers from three continents coming in. It was a three-day weekend. Since Copland really was coming just to listen and not participate, TU wanted to do something to focus on his being there. He had recently won the Academy Award for the score of The Heiress with Olivia de Havilland and Montgomery Clift. So in the Student Activities Building on a Friday night, they were going to show the film. And if Copland was there, maybe he would say something. I was emceeing, and I was asked to give some notes in advance of the film related to what it's like to score a movie. But I was talking with him, and I said, it's a shame that I can't have you come up to the microphone and say something. And he said, well, I'll chat with you for a few minutes. So I ended up tossing my remarks out. He came up to the speaker's stand before we started the film, and I interviewed him for about 10 minutes, I would say, about what it's like to score a movie. He was very interesting. I didn't get to use all my research, but we had the man himself. So then the lights started dimming. He and I were walking back to where we were seated, and he whispered in my ear, I've seen this movie many times. Let's go have dinner. So I immediately got Bill McKee, and I said, Copland wants to go eat. So Bill got one of the math professors who was also participating in this music event, and the four of us sneaked out of the auditorium after the movie had begun. I don't think anybody noticed it. Bill took us all out to Shadow Mountain Inn. Beautiful view. The four of us walked in, and Jan Bertzel, who was a graduate of TU and was a wonderful organist, was playing music. He told me later, he said, when you guys walked in and I saw it was Aaron Copland, I almost dropped dead because I was going to be playing the organ for Copland at dinner. Well, we went on in and sat. We knew that we had less than 2 hours before the lights would come up again on the movie. He was a great raconteur and bon vivant, all of that. But he was 80 years old, and during the first hour of our dinner, he told a hilarious story of his meeting with Stravinsky in Paris. And we'd laughed, because it was genuinely funny. Then during the second hour, suddenly, he told the same story, word for word. So we all politely laughed hilariously, as if we'd never heard it before. Everything else was normal. We got him back to school in time, and he greeted some people. Then we drove him to where he was staying. After he got out of the car, we were all talking about this odd repetition. We knew that something was wrong. And then 10 years later, he died of Alzheimer's.
So would that have been in the 80s that he was here?
He died around 1990.
Probably in the 80s.
So it would have been in the 80s, yes.
Shadow Mountain Inn was up on the hill on
61st and
Sheridan.
So we had a delightful dinner with Copland, but we also saw the first signs of Alzheimer's.
You probably had never been exposed to that before.
No.
Now we are. We know so much about it today, or we know of what it does.